fill our refuge, and fill our place with God, and fill our needs, Lord. We can feel like we're getting our souls satisfied, our needs met, God. Lord, just bless this service tonight, God. It was a good service this morning. Good visitors, good crowd. We pray for the God blessing this service tonight. God, move upon the waters tonight, God. God, the Spirit move in the service tonight, Lord. We'll praise you and thank you for it, God. God bless all the requests. God, his needs been met. God, his prayers been answered. But God, we got prayer tonight. Requests. God, we know that you can continue to bless. Continue to show your love and your mercy, your power and your strength, God. God, pray in the name of Jesus for all the requests. All the people that's here this morning, God. God, let the work be done. Let the work be done. God, move in the lives, God, in the heart and soul. God bless you, Lord. God says, God, in the name of George. The service of your brother Thomas. God, give us soul. She says she's having bad friends, Lord. God bless that thing, Lord. Sister Ben says she wanted one. God, Sister Nina says she wanted two. God, Leah wanted one this morning, God, and somehow or another we didn't give it to her, God. God, Sister Pepper, we know she'll take it to her. God, we know she'll give. Lord, do bless. God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, do bless, God. Pray, God, that you bless, Lord. That your will be done first and foremost. But God, answer these prayers. God, bless these needs, Lord. God, we pray, Lord, that you'll fix them dreams. Little Leah. God, Sister Ben, one or two. Be one and one, Lord, bless them, Lord. Lord, we bless them.
If y'all feel like going to church over there, Brother Thomas, extra, you know, he'd be glad to see you. I'm sure Brother Thomas would treat you right. So if you want to go extra nights, that'd be fine. I was thinking I might try to go one or two extra nights. I ain't for sure, see how things go. But I definitely want to try to be there Wednesday night. So y'all just meet there Wednesday night. There Wednesday night. I may try to get that Friday night or something like that. But let's go be a blessing. this could be a blessing. Look for God to bless and be a blessing. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
What page you got, Sister Pam?
156.
156.
Thank you.
dumb as that devil is, it ain't hard. It says right there in verse number 2, he said, let the path get narrow. Narrow, the path was narrow when you got on it. Praise the Lord. Huh? This ain't no broad way. Huh? This is God's way. Amen. When you get on Broadway, you're on the wrong road right there to start with. Amen. Broadway, that's out there in California somewhere. I ain't never been on Broadway out there. Any of y'all ever been on Broadway? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can tell you this, it don't matter if there's where Broadway is. If you go on the Broadway, you on the wrong way to get to heaven. Amen. What page you got, Mr. Penn? Page 6. That sounds like one of them old timey ones.
Thank you.
want to know more about my Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You won't be able to know too much about him. I can tell you that, that's for sure. And when you get to that other side, you'll know him face to face. At that time, now you'll probably learn all you want to know about God when you get to heaven. You'll probably learn all you want to know. But on this side, he said you'll know only in part. Amen. It ain't meant for us to know it all right now. But I still want to know more. Amen. I can see that little Sister Jo. She used to come up and sing, and she wanted to sing that song. She'd sit over there, they'd get her little chair, you know. She'd sit, and I could see her little hands now. Boy, she'd be doing like this, just praising God like she was waving up there. You remember that? How she would take her little, she had little bitty hands. Her hand wasn't half the size of mine, probably. But she would be shouting and singing that song and waving like that right there. Praise the Lord. Did you say page 10? Yeah. Page 10. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Ari, you can sing that song. Praise the Lord. You can run out of air singing that one if you ain't careful. Praise the Lord. You
Praise the Lord.
Stop and take a deep breath and catch up. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I can tell you something. Right there somewhere right along in Revelation 4 or 5, somewhere in there, it talks about 144,000. And it talks about the angels coming with the Lord. And it talks about thousands times thousands and tens of thousands of angels. Praise the Lord. Now you're talking about a meeting in the air. There's going to be a meeting in the air after a while.
Right.
Amen. Air Force One. Air Force One, they fuss and fight about that. That's the Lord. Air Force, airplanes and all. There ain't going to be no fussing and fighting on that day. You're going to be on the Lord's side, or you ain't going to be on nobody's side on that day. You're going to be on the Lord's side, or you're going to be left. Huh? You're going to be on the wrong side if you ain't on his side that day. Sing us another one. Praise the Lord.
She's on the Lord's side, Pam.
What's that?
Who is on the Lord's side? Tell me who is on the side of the right. Where y'all been all 9 years?
Come on and lead it for us, Sister Peggy. Come on over here and grab your microphone. Sang by a letter and said you have your mind for a letter fly. Come on over here. Get the microphone.
We
won't let the fine one. If it feels like we want to sing another, might as well find one to sing. It ain't 12 o'clock yet. Praise the Lord. Ain't none of y'all in no hurry to go home and watch the Super Bowl. I have forgot all about it. I was on the way home from church and they said something about the Super Bowl tonight, so oh God, that's right. I've been hearing them saying something about it. I forgot all about it. But I imagine there's a lot of council service tonight because they got to watch the football. Huh? Praise the Lord. I tell you, when the Lord gets in your heart right, you don't care which way the football goes. Praise the Lord. I tell you something, I hope for a lot of their sake that the Lord don't come back between 9 and 10 o'clock, whenever it's supposed to be over with. It's supposed to start about 6:30. I tell you what, if it comes back, he's going to catch them doing the wrong thing. They make God's idea of people. Lift them up so high, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars, and they'll go out there and pay another $20,000 to watch them play. Or more. They say some of them will buy season tickets, Sister B, at them stadiums, like up there in Charlotte. They'll buy season tickets, and that season ticket, you might wind up spending $30,000, $40,000 for that year to watch them play football. $30,000, $40,000. That's hard to believe, but they do it. Go ahead. Y'all pray for us while we're up here trying to sing. We're just trying to do something for the Lord. I know a lot of times, you get kind of tired and weary. But let's keep pressing on. Amen. God will keep care of us all. Jim helps me go on. We get wore out with our throats, wore out with our voices. We lose wind sometimes, have to stop and catch a breath, but pray for us. I know y'all do the same thing out there, more like we're trying to sing for the Lord. I tell you, I ain't singing for people tonight, that's for sure. I'd probably get moved off the stage if I was singing for people. The Lord told me I can make a joyful noise. Amen. So sing with a smile on your face. That's what I try to do. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
I'm keeping my lips so true and my fire.
Caring about where they're going to spend any time.
That's right.
And that's true. The world is in love with itself.
That's exactly right.
That's true. But I'm in love with Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm in love to see him one day.
Thank you, Lord.
The song says, it gets sweeter and sweeter. And as the days go by.
Days go by, that's right.
And it does. We're getting closer and closer to the coming of the Lord. And one of these days, it's going to be reality.
That's yes, right.
One of these days, we're going to meet him in the air. That's going to be a wonderful time. It'll be worth the journey.
Yes,
amen.
And we'll be glad that we live for Jesus.
That's right.
We may have our ups and downs, our tests. And I thought about what Amy said this morning. It struck me when she said, make this trial or this test a testimony.
Yes,
and I thought about what a powerful message.
Yeah.
Making the test a testimony. That's something.
That's right.
Thank God. He will bring us through. I appreciate him. I love him tonight. He's truly brought me through.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He's brought me a long way. I ain't got no desire to turn back.
Lord.
I am determined to hold out.
That's right.
To the end.
I tell you, the road may be rough sometimes and rocky. But I'm pressing on. I'm running on.
Lord,
I want to see what the end's going to be for me. Praise God.
Lord,
I want to see what the end's going to be for me. Praise God. I thank God for saving me.
Yeah.
I thank God that he's helped me.
Thank you, Lord.
I couldn't have done it without
him. Lord, that's right.
I was telling my brother today, I said, you can't do it by yourself.
That's right.
It takes God.
It does.
I said, but once you get him in your life, it'll be a lot easier.
That's right.
I said, he'll help you.
That's right.
He'll help you.
That's exactly right.
I just hug and pray. It takes him.
Amen.
That's right.
I told him today.
Amen.
I don't want to see you die.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
That's an awful place.
Yeah.
And people take it lightly.
Yes,
they joke about it. I know I'm going to. If you only knew what hell was really like.
Yes,
change those words.
Exactly.
You change those words. A lot of people had good intentions. Didn't make it. I tell you what, those in hell, if they could get out tonight, my Lord, what a church we have.
That's exactly right.
I tell you, you can plead with them, you can pray with them, but they have to make
it. They have to do it.
But I tell you, I stand for holiness.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
I stand for God's
word. Yeah.
He told us to be holy, and we must be holy.
Don't want nothing else.
The devil will try to laugh in your face.
Yeah.
He'll try to make you feel like you're the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
You're the wrong one. You're not the wrong one if you're following God and doing his will and following his commandments. How can you go wrong? You can't.
That's right.
That's just the devil. He's a bluff.
That's right.
He's a bluff.
That's right.
He's a bluff.
Exactly right.
But I tell you what, I stand my ground.
That's right.
And I stand for holiness.
Right.
Because I think it's the right way.
It is the right way.
He says, search out the old path.
And walk there
in
the
right. It's a good way.
It's a good way. Right.
That's the way I want to go.
I will hold you.
Pray for me. That I will be what God had me to be.
Praise the Lord.
Most of all, I'll let my light shine.
Yes.
That the world can see Jesus in me. Not me, but see Jesus in me. You know, and I want to be a help to my family. I try to be a help to them. I pray for them. I try to tell them the right way. You know, and that's all I can do.
Yeah.
All I can do. And I think that sometimes they know deep in their heart, they know. And they know what it takes to make it decision.
That's exactly right.
I told my brother, I said, you've been saved before. I said, you know what it's like. I said, you know what it's like.
Yes.
Pray for me.
I tell you what, it's a trying time.
Yes.
And when your loved ones, you know, sometimes we don't understand why they're so stubborn, seem like, you know, it breaks your heart, because I guess we're more, you know, we're more focused on the Lord, and we know, we watch for the signs of the times and things like that.
Yeah.
And this world has got the idea that it's going to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they keep saying. Well, if we don't stop global warming, if we don't stop this, then in 100 years the earth's going to be like this. There may not be 100 years. I don't see how. I don't see 50 years happening, you know. And it's this world thinks that it's going to go on forever. And when sinners are out in the world, sometimes they get, even though they know better, they don't see it ending. You know, they don't see no end to the party. Everything's going to keep going on. And it's not, you know.
Right.
But that's a serious request. And we got to remember to be praying for George. You know, when our loved ones are sick or when things are going on with us, this is the place to come together.
That's,
you know,
right.
You pray for them like they were yours.
Right.
You pray for mine like they were yours. I pray for yours like they were mine. You know, we're not going to get nowhere if we don't. But anyway, if you have your Bibles, y'all help me out tonight. Still, I didn't get it. I went on to some mess, and I feel a little bit better. But y'all still help me out. Pray for me. Okay. Esther chapter 6. I know we said we was going to stay in Daniel some, and we will be. But tonight, we're backing up some of Esther chapter 6. And starting with verse 1. That's Esther, chapter 6, and start from verse 1. And this message was actually kind of inspired by some of the readings in Daniel, and the Lord led me back here, so it's still got something to do with Daniel, just not in the book of Daniel. Esther, chapter 6, and verse 1. On that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, "What honor and dignity hath been done Mordecai for this?" Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, "There is nothing done for him." And the king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman was coming to the outward court to the king's house to speak unto the king, to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servant said unto him, "Behold, Haman standeth in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." So Haman came in. And the king said unto him, "What shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor?" Now Haman thought it in his heart, "To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself?" And Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delighteth to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, which the king useth to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head. And let this apparel and the horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most notable princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the streets of the city, and proclaim before him, 'Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor.'" Then the king said to Haman, "Make haste and take this apparel and the horse, as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew, that sitteth at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken." Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the streets of the city, and proclaimed before him, "Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor." Now, in this instance, King Xerxes, it says Xerxes, but it's pronounced Xerxes, but when I read it, it sounds a little bit different than the word. It's not spelled Xerxes, but most people pronounce it Xerxes. Well, he couldn't sleep one night, so he pulled out the record book. And back then, kings kept meticulous record books because they wanted everything that they had happened to them to go down in history. They were the best king. The more record books, the more you had done, the more you had accomplished in your kingship, the more
astound you were. So they wanted to keep good record books, so that way future kings would look back and say, well, wow, this guy was awesome. You know, this guy done a lot of stuff. He had a lot going on. This was, guy was notable. He was a wonderful king. They go down in history. So they kept record books. Well, one night when King Xerxes couldn't sleep, he had him pull out the record book and he had him read it to him.
Yeah.
And he found out where Mordecai had foiled a plot to take the king's life. Two of the king's chamberlains was going to kill the king. And Mordecai overheard it, and he went and told the king, and the king's life was saved.
Wow.
And then nothing ever happened to Mordecai. Sister Lisa, nobody ever gave him a prize. He never got promoted. He never got... And usually when you've done something like that, you got, if you saved the king's life, you were made a noble. If you were a servant, if you were at the bottom, they took you all the way to the top because you had saved the king's life. And that was something they wanted to reward loyalty in that age, so more people would be loyal. So if they found instances of loyalty, they rewarded it because they wanted more people to follow their example. So King Xerxes found that nothing had been done. And Haman, who hated Mordecai, wanted to hang him. And he was coming to ask the king about hanging Mordecai. And the king said, well, what can I do for somebody that's been so wonderful to me? And Haman thought, well, since I'm his right-hand man, it must be me. So he said, he told King Xerxes everything that he wanted. He wanted to ride the horse down the street. He wanted to wear the royal garments.
Right.
And he wanted to have the nice house. He wanted to have all the esteem and be a noble person. He wanted to be all the applause. And then turn around and he had to do it for Mordecai.
Right.
Y'all help me out here. But I tell you what, when King Xerxes opened those records, he found that Mordecai had been faithful.
Right.
He found that Mordecai had done his job, being where he's supposed to be. And there's some a similar instance in Daniel with King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was telling it of his life, almost like he was reading records. And he said, I found where Daniel's been faithful time and time again. Sister Lisa, I tell you what, if you open your record book of God, sometimes when you get that test into a testimony, sometimes when you get real down and out in the midnight hour, it always happens, seem like, at nighttime. My worst trials are in the middle of the night. The devil wake you up out of your sleep with a mind battle. Say, look what you got to face tomorrow. Look what you got to go through tomorrow. Look what's going to happen tomorrow. Or who you are. In the middle of the night, it's hard to get somebody up. We had a lady call Mama at 3 o'clock the other morning. But most of the time, you don't call nobody because you know nobody's awake. So you sit there, Sister Ethel, and you suffer. And you think about things. And it's a one-woman, one-man soldier fighting a whole battle against the devil. You just laying there in the bed. But I tell you what, if you open God's record book, because we keep record books on God.
Yeah.
They're more mental record books, Sister Ethel, of every time, everything he's ever done. If you would open it, Sister Lisa, you find he's been faithful. There hadn't been a time, Sister B, that you've been going through anything that he's not been faithful. And sometimes it's just like Mordecai. We don't give him no recognition or esteem. If you look back, Sister B, you'll see things you didn't even think God had a hand in, and he did. But it's deep late in the midnight hour when you get to thinking, Lord, you know what? It's hard today, but I'm just glad I'm alive. Lord, I know it's tough tonight, but I'm just glad I'm here. I'm glad I've got another day, another chance to help somebody, another chance to pray for those that are lost. Lord, I just thank you for this next opportunity. And even though it's in the midnight hour, just some of the things that you don't even think he's got a hand in. And we get to thinking about it. Our record book. Dave, you keep a record book. God, when you had those heart attacks, you kept a record book. Daniel was on the ambulance saying, Lord, I just thank you. That lady said, why do you think, what are you doing crying? I said, it's all right. Daddy said, it's not all right. I just need another minute to thank him because I've made it this far. It might be a trial and a battle now, but I've lived through so many and I've come through so much that this right here don't seem like a whole lot. And I just want to thank him for an opportunity to even make it this far. Sister Lisa, he told Timothy, he says, you got to stir up the spirit that praise within you. Sometimes, Sister Lisa, when it troubles you so much about stuff that's going on, open your record book and think back to what he's done and how good he's been, Sister B. Think about all those times before. This ain't your first midnight hour. This ain't our first mountain. This ain't our first river. How do you think you come through the rest of them? Because somebody somewhere way up there was looking after you, Sister B. This ain't your first rodeo. This ain't the first trial you've ever faced, Brother Tony. This ain't the worst thing that's ever happened. God, it's just a little problem. Sister Lisa, you experience. You've been in this thing 30 years. That's a long time. This ain't our first time going through something. Open that record book and get you some encouragement so you can go on. This ain't the first time we've ever been through something. We've been through the fire. We've been through the flood. This little church right here on the hill, we're doing a whole lot right, because I tell you why, they wouldn't be putting us down so if we didn't. We got people sitting on other church pews coming here and saying, if I could just go over there and feel anything like I do, I would just a little bit come in and shout and we close it out service. Says shake hands and be friendly. We have one over here shouting. That's all we said, Sister Lisa. Right. Walk in the door and feel the Spirit. Right. There ain't no need giving up on something so minuscule. You know what minuscule means? Tiny, insignificant, not important. Right. Sister Lisa, open your record book. Yeah. Get you some help. Do what you got to do, Sister Lisa. If you have to lay in the bed when the devil's fussing and arguing with you, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll look back on my record book. Devil says, well, I'll tell you what. God will help you over this mountain. I'll flip through them pages on my record book. I'll tell you what he'll do. He said, stop. I'll tell you what. The Lord won't be there for you. Let me find all those times. He's been there for me. Yes, that's it. He helped me cross that mountain. The devil said, well, I'll tell you what. George won't never make it with Sister Lisa. You got Sister Dina. Yeah. Wow! You have Sister Abby. Wow! And I'll tell you who else you get. They somewhere in God's record book. There's Chucky, and there's Linda, and there's Chase. Wow! I'll tell you what, that's faithful to Sister Lisa. It's rewarding. You just got to hook that record book. He's done it before, Sister Dana, and he'll do it again. I hope my record book can be just as half as faithful as God's record book has been. Sister Lisa, I wish that I could say every midnight hour that I've faced, I've been just as faithful to God as he's been to me. Sister Lisa, one day he's going to open his record books, and he's going to say, now, I was doing what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you was over here down. Yeah. And I'm going to open my book. And I'm going to say, yeah, you're right. You were faithful. And I was down.
Yeah.
What you should do in that midnight hour. Lord knows we're human.
Yeah,
but sometimes we use that too much.
Right.
You're human.
Yes,
yeah, you are. Jesus made it as a human.
Yes.
Paul made it as a human.
Yes.
Peter made it as a human. We use human to cover mistakes. Well, I'm only human.
Right. That's right.
Jesus made it as a human.
Yes.
He got the blessings as a human.
Yes. Right.
He went through all the steps as a human.
Right.
He didn't come down here with any more than you got. Because he knew. He said, if I come down there in full God form, who can make it but me? So he come down in human form and he said, I will make it so that you know that you can make it.
Right.
He said, I would give you power to do greater things than I did.
Right.
When he opens that record book, Sister Dina, they didn't find you faithful.
Right.
They didn't find you faithful. And in that hour, you know God's there.
Yeah.
Right.
You know God's there.
Right.
You be there.
Right.
I want to be as faithful to God as he is to me.
Yeah.
He's perfect. He don't never do nothing wrong to me, Sister Lisa. He don't never do me any kind of harm.
That's good.
He always just, I mean, you people say, listen, God's like this. A girl said, the other day she said, my pastor told me that this was in the Bible. And I said, well, that don't sound like my Jesus. And it wasn't, because it ain't in the Bible. Sister Dana, people know God differently, I suppose. Like, everybody's relationship is different. Like, my relationship with my daddy is probably different than some people's relationship with their daddy. And, or some people's relationship with my daddy. Some people may look at him differently than I do. I may look at him differently than some people do. I may be biased because he's my daddy. But that's the same thing with the Lord, Sister Ethel. You know him. He's what you need. He says, you need a brother, mother, father. I might need him as a friend. Sister Lisa might need him as a father. It's a different relationship. But the Jesus I know, Sister Dana, don't do stuff like what she said. I said, that ain't God. I said, that's cruel. God's not cruel. I said, all he's ever been to me is love. I said, and that's tough love sometimes, Daddy, but it's still love. And he always does it in the right way, Sister Ethel. He's faithful. He does everything just like he's supposed to. And Sister Lisa, I know we're human and we're born with a sinful nature. But I say that to say this, we got to get that sinful nature under subjection. He said you could get it under subjection, and we should. We shouldn't keep using a human nature as an excuse for not getting close to God, for not doing things like we're supposed to. Now, I've said human nature before, but as in, it needs to be brought under subjection. Because,
right.
Sister B, we can be the best that we can be. God can help us. He said, you can be holy as I am holy. You can be faithful as he is faithful. You can do as he does. When he opens his record books, I want him to find me just as faithful. Now, I appreciate the Lord, and I certainly appreciate y'all. Thank you for your help. And y'all keep praying for me that this stuff doesn't get any worse. I appreciate the church.
Well, we certainly appreciate the word. And the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is going to open a record book one of these days. Amen. Let's be found faithful. Doing that God wants us to do. Amen. Being on the right side of the record book. Amen. Having the right record. Won't be like some of them that got a record a mile long down there at the courthouse. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to have my record a mile long for God, don't you?
Amen.
Some of them say, man, your record down there is a mile long. I want my record up there to be a mile long. For the Lord. Y'all just saying some dismissal.